Hello, Francis Gomez, Purchasing Director. This year, there are no raises, only contractual. We have one open position still, purchasing clerk, since I started here in October of 2022, I want to say. That's been vacant, but that's also a union position. The clerk tech bid specialist position has been vacant due to the fact that the person that holds that position is on medical leave, no pay. Besides that, the office supply budget, although requested as usual for 2,000, it was cut to 1,000, which I'm in agreeance with, because as of March 31st, 2026, we had only spent $618, but as of today, we have spent $693.07 with an encumbered amount of $401.97, with an available balance of $904. Purchasing also has service contracts that the year prior was guided by MIS only for the copier to budget for $1,600. But according to MIS, the service contracts budgets payments are end of year. And I'm open for any questions you may have.
Hi, Director.
Hi.
Would you have the formula as to how your department received the credits from the sewer enterprise and water enterprise?
I wouldn't have it personally. That would be finance.
That would become from finance as well?
Yes.
Okay. That's all that I have for your department. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Director.
Hi.
I may have missed this in your introduction, but I'm looking at the total line request for the salaries for municipality. You're going back to 2024, you're at 187, 25 is 199, projection for this year, 157, and then it jumps up to 275. Would you mind explaining the gap for me?
So from the 157 to the 275, is that what you're asking? Okay. So the request for the 275 is closer to the approved for the 26. We weren't expecting the bid specialist, which is, besides me, is the highest paying job in my office union-wise. Because of their leave of absence, that the no pay started around, I would say, right after Thanksgiving. That's the difference there. So if somebody does, whether that person comes back or not, it'll still be that same salary that they're getting. And if they do not come back for whatever reason, that will go back to the starting pay as well. But that it's usually just a projection to just keep us safe there, from my understanding, at least.
Yep. So it's a held salary for someone that's currently on medical leave, which is required by law.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any members of the public have anything for purchasing? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to boards and commissions.
William Facenti, Chief of Staff. There's a decrease in the boards and commissions total amount that is represented by three changes to the two changes to the ordinance that covers boards and some of the boards and commissions, as well as the school budget commission is no longer receiving a stipend, which is $15,000. The sewer board of review, that is only when they meet, and we're not planning on having them meet anytime soon. And also the minimum housing board of review was merged with the building board, so there's a savings of those. There is one more change that will be made depending on the outcome of the ordinance, second passage of the ordinance, the personal hearing board, that $600 will also not be provided to personnel hearing board members, as there won't be a personnel hearing board any longer.
When's the last time the sewer review board met?
Prior to 2020.
To prior to 2020? Do we know how much? So, because it's each time
it was $600.
What is it? I'm sorry.
It was $600. So the minimum housing board review was a $600. If you look at 2026 budget, it was $600 for the minimum housing board review. The sewer review board was $600, and the school budget commission was $15,000.
All right. So if the sewer review board would meet tomorrow, it would be cost of $600?
I mean, technically, but it's all, I believe they changed the ordinance to only when they meet.
Right.
So it wouldn't be $600 per meeting. It's a portion. I think it's like $2,450 or $3,750. It's in the ordinance.
All right.
That's the annual amount for all members of the sewer board of review.
All right. It's safe to say it's not $21,000 and change for one meeting.
Correct.
All right.
It's $600 a year for all members.
Any members have any questions for boards and commissions? Any members of the public have any questions for boards and commissions?
Michelle Comar, Ward 1. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening.
The Sewer Review Board, are they in effect, or did they get dismantled because of state legislation? Do they still review or make determinations, and what on what, please?
So they still exist. We're required by state statute to have the Sewer Board of Appeals. It's just that the city council changed it to be they only get paid once they meet, and they don't meet any longer because of the way the calculation for assessments is done. It's consistent throughout the entire city going forward.
Right.
That started with the Bayside project.
So this sewer review board, another name for it is the Sewer Board of Appeals?
I believe that was the Sewer Review Board of Appeals. That's where you would go to appeal your assessment.
Right. I thought that need was eliminated because of the assessment method was
It is, but easy to the
calculate.
State law requires we still have that board by statute. We can't just eliminate it. So the council change the ordinance to change it so they will only get paid when they meet.
Okay, so if it's eliminating the State Enabling Act for the WSA?
It is or not. It is not.
It's still there?
It's okay. In the Enabling Act legislation. It would take an act of the General Assembly to remove it.
Okay.
And it was just quicker and easier just not to have them getting a stipend when they don't meet. That's what the city council did in the change to the ordinance. It's chapter 6.
Right. But they're still budgeted $21,000?
That's the sewer authority board. It's a completely different board. That's the governing body of the sewer authority. Sewer authority board is different than the sewer board of appeals.
Well, what is the sewer review board? Which board is that that you're making that distinction?
That's the one that hears the appeals of the sewer assessments. That's the one that's been, the salary has been eliminated, and it's no longer in this budget, the 27 budget.
Right.
It's in the 26 budget.
Am I on the right line?
That no.
Budgeted is 21,000?
The sewer review board or the sewer board of appeals is not in this 27 budget. There's no money budgeted for it. So you're on the wrong, there is no line for you to be on the right line of. The Sewer Authority Board is the governing board of the Sewer Authority. That's the $21,150. The Sewer Review Board or the Sewer Board of Review or the Sewer Board of Appeals was a $600 line item that has not been included in this budget. You will not find it in the 2027 budget. That is one of the reasons why the budget has gone down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just point of clarification, Chief, at least in the book, I think it's a wording issue. It does say sewer review board in the budget, but that's
Right. So that is probably just a spelling in the personnel supplement. It's the sewer authority board. We may have made a spelling or a grammatical issue error with the sewer review board.
Yeah, because it doesn't match up with the ordinance either. That's why I was confused as well, because the ordinance, there's sewer authority and there's sewer board of review.
Yeah.
And the budget
we'll make that change going forward.
Sewer review board.
We'll make that change going forward.
Does anyone else have any questions for boards and commissions? All right, so we can move on to animal shelter.
Ann Corvin for the animal shelter. Any increases in salaries that you see are strictly contractual. There is no increase in any longevity.
Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? All right, seeing none, we can move on to police.
Good evening, Deputy Chief Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. Police Department proposes a $27,424,348 budget. That is a overall increase of $1,369,868. Of that, $937,828 are salaries, overtimes, and other fixed contractual increases. To further water that down, another $176,800 represents increases in line items such as gasoline, natural gas, and electricity, items that are, for the most part, beyond our control. So that waters it down to our discretionary increases, which are basically all other categories, amounts to about $98,913. And we have no raises that are other than contractual.
So one question I had is where'd it go? 109. The year to date was a million, but you're projected to spend another 600,000 in a month. I just wanted to know if that was accurate.
I believe the projections. I don't want to speak for those are set by those aren't set by me.
Fair enough.
We're well under. I believe last time I checked, I can actually tell you. I think we're about 500,000 shy of the budgeted 1.7.
And you still think you'll need the full 1.7 for next year, though?
Yes, this year we got close to full staffing, which is dramatically helps that figure. However, it's one step forward, two steps backwards, unfortunately, with manpower.
And then for electricity, so 3224. That one's similarly, the year to date's much lower than the projected. And then I assume the same situation where you didn't set the projection. So I guess the question is, do you expect to actually spend 141K for next year when, as of now, you're not even slated to hit the 124 for this year?
I would hope not. Again, I set figures and Treasury personnel who lot smarter than us. They have methods of trying to forecast and try to get a handle on projected costs for the next fiscal year, and those are the figures that they were able to come up with. With any luck, they're all overfunded, hopefully, but it's tough to tell with the global markets.
Then same question for 32231 supplies computer, where the year-to-date is 36, projected is 110, and the request is 119. 236231. And if the answer is the same as the last one, you can just say ditto.
For 231, I'm showing that as of Friday, 88% used and 15,000 remains.
You say 80% use? I'm sorry.
88% use? Yeah, that was as recent as I checked Friday. 30-231 computers.
All right, so it sounds like the year-to-date, it's gone up significantly since March 31st.
Yeah, they make major purchases that are, they're not making purchases of a couple thousand at a time. They put in an order for tablets or what have you that are big ticket. So sometimes they preoccupied with other things, and we have to remind them and make the fiscal year purchases that are required or are due, and that's probably what that was for.
Gotcha. Same question for 3260.
The miscellaneous police gear and uniforms that, we're showing that is as of Friday, that's 61% used. That is kind of a moving target. It's kind of a tough one to predict between new candidates for the police academy. It also includes our portion of the share of the body armor purchases and how many people are up for that.
And I see what you mean about moving target, because 2024, 2025, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not an item we'd be inclined to reduce, because again, it might be maxed out 2 years, a little bit lower the third year, and then back to max on the fourth year. So
then same question for 3271, communications/radios.
Yeah, that one, another late order. I'm showing $6,136 remains, so that represents 97% used out of the budget.
What was the percent used? I'm sorry.
97% used. That was
So yeah, that went up significantly.
Yes. That's another bulk order purchase that we put in for radios.
It's likely that this will be similar than the 3340 service contracts.
Yes, that's that holds a lot of our big ticket contracts for computers and all the service contracts, the subscriptions for IT stuff within the department. That is, you'll see an increase this year. That's for the renewal of our TASER contract, which is due in September. That's accounts for the pretty much all the increase in the that line item this year.
And is the usage for this year, did it already spike since the year to date on here?
So it's 3340. I'm showing $10,095 remains, representing
definitely
97% use.
All right, Councilman Lattiser.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. President. Actually, you touched on a few already, but I do want to circle back on the 3340, Commander, because I didn't understand what your explanation was for going from 350 to 440 this year. 1,000, that is.
So our TASERs, currently we have TASER 7, that's the model. Those are the less lethal option that officers use, or one of them. So that contract is a 5-year set annual cost for each year for the contract is a set cost. That renews the 5-year expiring in September, renews in September for the next 5 years. So this accounts for that increase. During that time, we're going to upgrade to the TASER 10, which is a much more It's basically their current model. They will, the sevens are basically antiquating, they're phasing out, and the 10 are far superior device than the sevens were, which are, again, five years old to us. And the increase, the renewal for the sevens would have been very, very slightly less than what the increase, well, for the cost of the tens.
And on auto and vehicle maintenance, you've increased that by 20,000. If I remember correctly, over the past 2 to 3 years, your fleet of vehicles are relatively new. So what is the reason for increasing that?
That, again, is to keep or try to keep lockstep with the bid pricing, the wholesale pricing that these contracts renew. These parts continue to go up. We have an extensive fleet with all the reserve vehicles, which require constant maintenance, part replacements, so on and so forth. The fleet our size requires extensive, despite purchasing cars every year, which we've always done. We're in a better place now, but it still requires extensive maintenance and upkeep.
And your increase on electricity and particularly electricity, natural gas, the reason for those increases. And this natural gas and electricity thing, that was something that I kind of raised the ruckus on at the last budget too, because these numbers seem to be pretty exorbitant. But this year, you're taking it on the electricity from 84,000 to 141,000. I guess the big question is, how did this electricity go from an approved budget of 84,000 to a projected budget of 124,000?
Hi, Councilman Lattiser. The electric lines are going to be a theme across a number of departments. If you remember years ago, we had a number of net metering credits where we were buying electricity from different spaces in Rhode Island. As of today, we have used up all of those net metering credits. So next year, instead of only paying the net metering company, we need to start paying Rhode Island Energy too. So all of the departments that have electric in their budget will have a spike, a significant one at that.
Okay. So as of today, in the electricity line item, which was approved at 84,000, you still have 37,000 left of the 84.
Yeah, as of very much as of today, a number of the bills are coming in, and we're now having to pay Rhode Island Energy as well. The credits have just been used up. The delivery charges are through the roof. At one point, when we converted to LEDs, we ended up with $1 million credit on our bills. So I absolutely refused to pay Rhode Island Energy. I made them transfer the credits back and forth up until now, where I'm still having them do that, but we have a balance due. So electric will be more money.
Okay, bear with me 1 minute. Okay, Commander, in your personnel budget, do you have anything in there that is beyond contractual for
No.
salary increase?
No, in fact, we saved a few bucks. We had two positions that somewhat close to each other became unfilled through attrition, and we did a work workload assessment on those two positions and merged them into one. It's roughly a $50,000 overall savings.
Okay, and what is this new position, Executive Assistant Chief of Police, for $81,059? That's a new position.
That's not new.
It's just a title change.
Oh, just Colonel's just advising me. It's just a title change, but the position's not new.
It's just a title change?
Yeah,
what was,
yes.
What was the previous title and what was the previous salary?
Do you have it?
Mr. President, I actually have that information. So, the, Mr. President, through the President, the previous position was Secretary Police Chief at $78,512, got shifted to a new position, Executive Assistant Chief of Police at $81,059. That would, yeah.
All right, so it's just a title change, so.
Just title change and normal contractual stuff.
So this new title change of $81,059, that is not in addition to the other? Okay, so it's just a replacement. And you have a data entry transcriptionist, also a new position. Can you tell us about that?
That's, well, it wasn't in the budget last year, but it fell off the budget last year due to our attempt to try to use computer software to do that position. So it was previously a position for many, many years, that data entry transcriptionist. And it's we have a budget again because we may look to fill it and go back to having one. We used to have two full-time and one part-time, and now we have none at all. So we may go back to just one full-time.
So what's the net of eliminated versus new? Eliminated positions versus new positions. Is it just a wash, or is there more or less?
Well, again, that other consolidating those two other positions was a savings of $50,000. The data entry transcriptionist, you call it new, I call it old. It's just that it wasn't in last year's budget because we attempted to use a software program. That software program basically offsets the salary of, if we do hire a data entry transcriptionist. That was the idea behind going with the software, and it didn't quite take off the way we thought.
Okay, I think that's all I have for now. Thank you.
So I missed one before that I meant to ask on, where'd it go? It was gasoline. Let me just get the item. 3220. So that's on track to pay out what was budgeted, but my question is, why did it jump 100,000 for next year?
I increased it myself initially, and then Treasury, again, looking at market trends and future predictions, they decided to increase it. We're set to like barely finish this year due to the whole Iranian conflict, what's going on. Obviously, that blows our budget out of the water. Our gas usage hasn't changed. We pretty much in the 115, 117, 120, hundreds of thousands of gallons per year. That's pretty, within a couple thousand gallons every year, is pretty predictable. It's just a price we can't control, obviously.
All right, so the projected jump is based on the current market being somewhat of a...
Yes, it almost goes under the assumption that it doesn't change throughout the fiscal year from where we are right now.
Councilman Mito.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just more of a clarification, just so I can reconcile here. We have the two positions eliminated were the, eliminated were the secretary police chief and the secretary for the Board of Public Safety, which accounted for $78,000 and $55,000 respectively.
No, I'm sorry. The secretary police chief, that was just a title change. It wasn't a position eliminated.
Yep. I was getting to that. The next part is, quote, new positions created. I'm just going by line item. Mm-hmm. Was the executive assistant police chief, the data entry, and the NCIC audit quality control specialist. So net new.
That is not new, no.
No, net new budget would be $61,000. It's not a new position?
That's not a new position, no.
So, okay. Must have missed that in the budget. Okay. All right. So that was there. Okay. So with that, yeah, you're right. So that switch without that one would be a savings of about $10,000. Okay.
The two positions that went unfilled or became unfilled, the accounting technician, basically the person that does our internal payroll. And then the secretary of the Board of Public Safety, those positions, we did workload assessments and merged them into one position, which will be the public safety administrative clerk. And we're in the process of onboarding that person.
Okay.
And that two positions into one is roughly a $50,000 savings. Yep.
And then just a clarification or at least a confirmation is that, again, just all increases are contractual, step, class changes, all that good stuff.
Yes, yeah, so some people becoming eligible for longevity, that too. Yep. So yeah, so all contractual.
Yeah. So it looks like according to your shift, grade shifts, you actually have a lot of change, which is good because they're getting more experience. So, and your probationary group dropped from 17 to 7. So that will also have an impact.
That represents a big class we did internally, the Warwick Police Academy last year. Those are that, a large quantity of that number that you see.
Okay. And the record specialist prosecution clerks, there's two of them. I'm assuming that's also contractual. That was sort of above percents on average of other similar positions. So I just wanted to make sure that.
Yes,
that
was all contractual.
Okay. And then I believe we talked about the budget over for police overtime, which was talked about earlier. Nope, that's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Question that might actually be better suited for the chief of staff or someone in the finance department relating to energy contracts.
Yes.
Thank you. I'd emailed in a question. Let's see. Actually, initially tried to send it in on Friday to the chief. Email wasn't working quite right, so sent it over the weekend. But when it comes to potential prices of energy going forward, whether gasoline, natural gas, electric, and the reason I'm asking now is because this is the first department where these significant energy prices have been brought up, but obviously could be asked during any of those different departments' presentations. So I recall that, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we, as a city council, had an item before us involving locking in, I think it was natural gas prices at the time.
Electric. Well,
electric.
So natural gas is actually about to expire. We did lock in for electric supplier. I'm currently working on going out to bid to set a rate for natural gas. It's taking a little longer than I hoped because I'm actually going to do it in conjunction with the school department because we can use the collective of both sides to try and get an even better rate.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah, that's a major concern here in the budget for so many of these different departments. Sure seems like it's more likely for the prices to go up than down. So if it's possible for us to lock in and to have a little bit more certainty, you know, of course, I leave that all to the judgment of the administration, but definitely something to explore, and very glad to hear that the administration is exploring that. Thank you.
Yeah, I have had multiple vendors reach out. We used Power Options last time, who works with the League of Cities and Towns. So that's who I've actually been talking to the most. They're a nonprofit, so a little biased towards trusting them a bit more. But
thank you. Mm-hmm. Always good to hear. You know, city is shopping around looking for the best deal from the best vendors. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any members of the public have anything for police?
Good evening again, Michelle Comar, Ward 1. Good evening, Commander.
Good evening.
Just a comment of appreciation. And the appreciation besides keeping the city and its residents safe. Taxpayer standpoint, we really appreciate the steady eddy on your overtime. There are no great spikes. They're predictable. I don't think you heard any questions from the council about it. We really appreciate it. Thank you. And I had two questions about some new technology and if they're reflected anywhere in the budget for salaries or equipment or anything. One was the school speed cameras, the school zones. Does that take any personnel time on the police department?
Yes, so we have two personnel that are assigned full time to process those, and also the other one, the other contract with a separate vendor, which is the administered through the school department, which is a bus patrol for the bus cameras for the violations for passing a school bus.
All right, can you give me an estimate of what you're expending from your department regarding the speed cameras
for personnel?
Yes, time, yes. Personnel, anything out of the ordinary, or does it get absorbed in the workday?
Two full-time employees who also, you know, if they don't have anything with that work, they're backfilling into other duties that we might have available for them to do. So it's two full-time first-class officers, so roughly total in the area of $200,000.
What was the total? I'm sorry?
Roughly $200,000.
$200,000
for
these new cameras. Okay. And I don't know if the drones are up and running yet. Are they?
What is?
The drones.
The one that came before the council a month or two, a couple
right.
months ago, that is not up and running yet, no.
That hasn't been purchased yet, or it's not up and running?
It's in progress.
Okay, is that reflected for manpower in this budget?
That's not a full-time manpower thing. That would be multiple people would be trained on it and would be able to operate it, so there's no payroll incurrence, extra payroll, or anything coming out of that.
Are these existing officers, or you would hire?
No, it'd be existing officers that are either currently drone trained or will be drone. We're going to expand our drone training for personnel.
Okay, so there's no additional expense in manpower for the drone program?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone have anything else for police? All right. That brings us to organized crime / drug enforcement. Anyone have any questions on this one? Any members of the public have any questions regarding organized crime and drug enforcement? All right, seeing none, we move on to alcohol and highway safety enforcement. Any members of the council have any questions on this? Any members of the public have any questions on this? Seeing none, we move on to the police grant. Any members of the council have any questions on this? Any members of the public have any questions on this? Seeing none, that brings us to the fire department. This would be a perfect time to take a break, but I think it's not, I think we're still waiting on something, right? Yeah, so we might as well start, that way we're not just idling.
Good evening, Peter McMichael, Fire Chief. The Warwick Fire Department proposed budget for fiscal year 27 is $30,922,682. That contains contractual raises only and step increases. We have 44 uniform members who have a new step increase in this budget and three municipal employees. The personnel services budget overall is $28,432,987,000, rather. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
So similar to what you likely heard me ask for police, I'm going to ask the same thing on a few line items. First, 35221, diesel fuel. So if you happen to have what's been expended so far this year, because if it already vastly exceeded the year to date for 331, that'll address the question.
So currently we're at $218,915. Projection for this year would be $225,000. Right now we're at $4.73 per gallon.
All right, yep, I did in fact address it. So then 35222 for natural gas.
Currently we're at 89,101. We project that to be 120,497 for this year.
So you think you're going to have a little over 20,000 between now and next month?
Yes. We're at 123. We're projecting for the fiscal year 27, $123,537,000.
All right, and then for 35224, electricity.
Currently, we're at $66,775, projected $188,500. And then for the new fiscal year, $189,543, which is a $57,000 increase.
And then for marine rescue operations, do you know why it keeps kind of roller coastering, like 45,000, 2024, drops to 15, and then looks like it's going to potentially finish at 15 or 40 again, and then it's projected for next year, the request is at 52?
So that fluctuates based on the repairs needed for the marine units. All three of our marine assets that are in the water, especially Marine 4, which is our largest vessel that's in year round, are all they're getting older, and their maintenance costs are increasing on those boats. Marine 4 is offset somewhat by state grants that we get through REMA as for being part of the Marine, the Port of Providence Marine Task Force. Some of that money does get reimbursed through grants, but of course we have two other boats that are in the water as well, and they're all 20 plus years old now.
And then for 35270 communications, you're requesting a 13,000 increase on what's projected for this year. Why is that?
Oh, yeah. That's due to a REMA Rhode Island EMA is phasing out one of Motorola's brands of one of Motorola's radios, which is the XLT radio. They're phasing that out, so they'll no longer be compatible with the RISCON network, which is a network that we operate on, which is going to cause us to have to replace a certain number of radios.
Got it. And then similar question for 35282, turnout gear. There's a like a 60, oh no, not quite 60, about $57,000 or $56,000 increase in the request.
So I'm going to let Chief Obenhauer speak to that. He's done a lot of work on this project.
Assistant Chief Obenhauer from the Fire Department. These are the bids that were before you at the end of April. We held off. This is the whole PFAS discussion we had two meetings ago. So we held off on the purchase of this gear, awaiting that legislation. So we just got those bids awarded, and all the firefighters that require gear this year have been sized up. We just have not actually issued the purchase order for them yet. So we anticipate using all that money. The delay was because of the bid opening and the awarding of the bid.
Got it. And then for 35367, EMS supplies and equipment, what's the current spend on that? Because I'm guessing it's larger than what it was on March 31st.
So currently we're at $103,000, projected to be at $144,000 for the end of the fiscal year.
What are you expecting to spend $44K on in a month?
We've seen significant increases across the board in all EMS supplies. And that's going to allow us to equip and stock and support the EMS operations for both the five rescue units and the fire apparatus that has to be equipped as well. So the nine engines and three ladder trucks and our special hazards truck.
Got it. Yeah, and that lines up with prior spends too, so that makes sense. All right. Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. Chief, I'm going to steal Councilman Lattice's thunder here. I'm going to question you on some overtime. So it looks like we're running under budget on overtime for the first time in history of the fire department.
We are.
Well done. Is that because we have better staffing numbers, or what do you think that is related to?
So it's going to be a combination of things. Staffing numbers, we have been bringing people in and having trying to bring the sick usage down. And it's going to be related somewhat to maintaining our staffing and keeping it up, which we have been doing. Right now, we're at, we're down to one floater left. And as you know, we have that SAFER grant that is coming to an end soon. And we've tried to forecast that so that when that SAFER grant ends and the funding for those additional firefighters that we hired goes away, we won't have to do any layoffs. We want to take those firefighters that are affected by the loss of that SAFER grant and fill into those floater positions that we typically staff. We staff two floater positions on each shift, and that is going to allow us to avoid having to lay anybody off and maintain our staff of floaters. So we've identified two as being that sweet spot for us, where we like to have two floaters on per shift to help reduce people being forced into overtime, reduce overtime. At one time, there were more floaters than that, but at the same time, when you have additional floaters, you're paying other costs as well, pension-related costs, OPEB-related costs, things of that nature that really make that cost, makes it ineffective to do so.
So if I remember correctly from last year's discussion on SAFER grant issues, the pension costs and all those things were reimbursed through the SAFER grant, were they not?
That's right.
So when SAFER grant goes away, you're keeping those folks on the payroll, which would then increase costs for
Well, we've allowed the staffing. We have had retirements in the past 3 years. So because of those retirements, taking those retirements into account, we've taken people out of the floater position and put them into other positions on the line where they were needed. So we were able to keep a position staffed by taking it out of the floater position. The regular line position was staffed. By doing so, we avoided having to lay anybody off and to fill in for those floater positions. We do have 12 positions for recruits in this year's budget that we've proposed, where we'll be bringing on 12 more people, probably not till February.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, you are taking SAFER positions, and by natural attrition, there are vacancies, and you're taking those SAFER personnel, putting them into the positions that were created by retirements and just natural attrition. Okay. And what is your current staffing level that you consider full staff?
So our full staff is 48 per shift. Right now we're at 204. The 48 is going to be, the SAFER grant brought us up to 204 for 3 years. That's 51 people per shift. Once the SAFER goes away, that grant money goes away, we maintain the fifth rescue. So we had to increase that to 48 per shift for each of the platoons. And that'll bring us to 204 fully staffed without floaters.
Okay. Thank you.
And 12 uniformed personnel in the administration.
Got it. Just moving down the line here to unused sick time. So approved budget last year is $275,000. Blew that out of the water. Doubled that in half. So that projected usage of that is about $750,000. Next year, you're only requesting, again, $280,000. Can you just explain how that functions as far as a line item?
Yes, so unused sick time, we only budget for the annual payout for anybody who goes above and beyond the maximum of their sick bank. Also from that thing that we're unable to budget is retirements. So when people retire contractually, they get paid for their entire bank of sick time on retirement. That we don't budget for, and that's where this actually comes out of. In reality, in the personnel lines, this really is just offset by the reduction of their salary. So we lose their salary because they retired, but their basic, call it severance, of their payout for their sick time is paid out. So in this year, we only spent $281,000 to actually pay out over anybody who was over their sick bank maximum. The $417,482 of that is severance payments to retirees. So we only budget for the actual sick time. The rest of it's kind of budgeted in the salary line, and that's just used, for supply.
Understood. That's all I have, Council President.
All right, if it's all right with everyone, now would be a good time to take that break, mainly because what we were waiting on has arrived. I apologize, Councilman Alatas, I know you were waiting, but once we get back, we can get right into it.
I'm patient.